This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to tackle the tobacco lobby by passing national anti-smoking legislation. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, smoking is public health enemy number one, the leading cause of preventable death. Tobacco causes 390,000 deaths a year. We're not serious about public health unless we give higher priority to eliminating tobacco use. The approach we need is twofold: greater public education against the serious risk of smoking, and tougher steps to eliminate dangerous additives in tobacco products. The tobacco industry spends $2.5 billion a year on deceitful advertising to entice people into smoking. But when citizens know the facts, Al, they're likely to stop smoking or never start. A public education program, including a nationwide counter-advertising campaign, can make an enormous difference for only a fraction the industry spends. It's still a David and Goliath battle, Al, but at least we can do enough to let David have a slingshot.
Okay, but are you going to toss out that foul cheroot of yours? Smells like rolled cabbage leaves. I couldn't agree with you more. Cigarette smoking is a killer habit. Passive smoking is harmful to those around smokers. Healthcare costs related to smoking are up to $35 billion each year. Banning all smoking in a confined area is one thing, airplane and restaurant smoking being more regulated, but legislating what people can legally do in the privacy of their own home is quite another. You chewed bork up on that one, remember? I think that there are other incentives to wean smokers from their deadly habit and even make a few bucks for the federal coffers. Doubling the current tax on cigarettes would raise us about $14 billion through 94. Cigarettes are a discretionary and not a necessary purchase. If the federal excise tax on cigarettes had been indexed for inflation and reflected consumer indexes, the present tax would be 34 cents, not 16. That would slow them up. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.